Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice in Wonderland, Alice in Wonderland, Alice in Wonderland. Every corner you turn in this building, someone's talking about Alice in Wonderland. We're all making our plans and getting ready. And in a couple minutes here, I'm going to give you a code word. It's very special what we're doing right now. It feels like a giant front row to me. And when we're up on stage, Vinny, announcing the bands and getting the crowd all hyped up, we're going to look down at you right there in the front row.
High five.
Like, hey, you, we know you won those tickets. Thank you for being a listener. It's our holiday show, so it's important to us that our very best listeners come to the show. There are still tickets available. You can get them at RadioAlice.com. There are very few there, though, and you should maybe secure a pair and then try to do this kind of, you know, enter the code word
this
to
is,
win thing.
This is a much, like, from the beginning of this show's sort of, it's always been kind of on the small side, and then we went huge with it for a minute there.
Yeah.
And this is back to that. So you'll see us. We'll be around. We'll be walking around the venue, and we can
it's
do
a great size.
Pics and say hi and all the stuff. So I'm excited to see you. Hope
it'll
you come.
Feel a lot more intimate and tight, which I love. I mean, God, when we first started doing Winterland, we were doing that at Bimbo's, which I think is 800 people. Like, it was tiny. It would be so packed in there. It was just like a cube of humans. A layer of humans.
I'm bringing the fam too, so I'll be there. My kids are going to get to see the whole thing that is Alice in Winterland. I want them to experience it. It's cool.
And Edie's barely been to any concerts, huh?
Barely.
Yeah.
Yep.
She was born just in time for the pandemic.
Yay!
Family. Yay! Pandemic. Boo. Okay, so let's do this here. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Want to go? You can win a pair right now. Here's what we've got. A code word, and it's Oakland. O-A-K-L-A-N-D. Oakland is this hour's code word. Take that word, Oakland, and text it to our contest line, 20357. That is the entire transaction right there. You take Oakland, you text it to the contest line, 20357. Then you could instantly win tickets, and you'll be in the running for front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is Oakland. We're doing this again at noon 05, and then Janie's got it again for you at 5:05 this afternoon. So keep it here on Alice all the livelong day. We're doing this all week. Your chance to be, to wind up in the front row. It's very exciting. Okay, let's begin with a poll this week. Found out that only about 7% of Americans have ever voted for someone because a celebrity told them to. So, and I actually think it's the right way. When you're a star and you're an influential person, I mean, unless you're just crazy into it, you don't have to reveal who you're in for. Like, you don't, only 7% of people are going to listen to you anyway. But somebody said to Chris Stapleton, who are you voting for, Chris Stapleton? Chris Stapleton, the big country singer, soulful, wonderful. I think he's absolutely great. And he said, I'm voting for America and a good glass of whiskey. That doesn't mean he thinks other celebrities shouldn't talk about it. He says, I'm not saying celebrities shouldn't endorse people. That's American. But I also think the right to keep that private and to let people make their own choices based on what politicians say and do, that's American too.
I agree. I think that I wish we were a little more
private.
Cool with people's decision to just not to. And I'm not saying you shouldn't, you need to shut up. I'm saying you shouldn't judge immediately. Oh, you're not telling me. That means you're a Trumper. Or it means I'm not telling you.
Right. Or it means I want to keep my vote private.
Yeah. How about that?
That's the whole thing about the voting.
I mean, if you have any idea how divisive it is out there, then you know that you are likely burning yourself on one side.
Right.
So, you know, I like that, that he just said, nah.
Yep. They also asked him about a GQ article from last year that said his music might be the only thing that all Americans can agree on right now. He says, oh, I doubt that. But if it's true, I think it's wonderful because I think we do need more things we can all agree on. And I thought, well, that's pretty solid. Here's more wisdom out of the country world. Cody Johnson, you fan of his? You're the country expert.
I'm a big fan of his.
What's his big song?
I can't think of one. Mm. But I couldn't name. I've listened. Listen, just to defend myself. Here's what I want to say.
I'm only. I have listened.
I want to.
Okay.
I've listened to the Cure record on repeat, the new one. Mm-hmm. I still can't name the songs for you.
Right. Well, they're jam tunes, so one fades right into the next one.
And I even see
it's all really just one.
And yet none of them come to mind.
It's funny, though, but you were telling me how much you like the song Dirt Cheap.
Yeah, that's the one.
Cody Johnson on one of the breaks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he is a huge, I'm not surprised. Can we hear a little bit of that? Is there a...
Until you can't as well. No, I didn't get a chance to preview it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't.
We don't want to take any chances on that. It sounds like you guys are just making up random words and putting them together. Anyway, Cody Johnson... it's funny because on a day like today when most of us will be watching the news, at least some people are really going to have a whole camp out and they're all set up and they're ready to go and they're going to spend the entire day watching the whole thing and they just live for it. And then there's other people who are like, yes, I will be checking that, but no, I am not camping out on the couch. Cody Johnson, he's got the opposite advice. He was at a show recently and he asked the crowd, how many of y'all watch the news? And before any of them had a chance to answer, he says, stop watching the news. Last time we had a presidential election in this country, they tried to divide us on race, on religion, on gender. They even tried to divide us on vaccines and masks. The point of unity is being together no matter what you believe. I look out over this crowd tonight. I look at all these different people. It's okay to disagree because before most of us were born, an American soldier died for our right to disagree in this country. But guess what? There's three things we can all agree on, and they are red, white, and blue.
Way to go, Cody.
Sacre bleu.
America.
America.
Good job, Cody.
I know, isn't that nice? I thought that's it. I like those messages of inspiration and privacy. I think it's wonderful. And however you're going to celebrate or put up with, celebrate or tolerate, whatever you're going to do today with the news, enjoy yourself in your own way. And please leave me out of it. Don't tell me. I don't care. I don't want to know. Britney's in the news.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. It is okay.
Are you sure it's
okay? I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Britney Spears is a lady, I guess. She seems to live completely alone and dance and dance and dance. You can't stop her dancing. She's got a new line of jewelry coming out called Be Tiny. B as in Britney, I guess. Be Tiny. Like a tiny dancer or something, maybe. I don't know. Be Tiny. It's because it's not tiny jewelry. I thought, it's going to be a little teeny tiny, little like minuscule. You can't even see it jewelry. No, it's not like regular jewelry. So here's what she says. Yeah. My first jewelry line coming soon. Delicate, extremely different, and one-of-a-kind pieces. Oh, by the way, every time I pause, there are so many exclamation points. Just so you know. Here we go. Let's try that again. My first jewelry line coming soon. Delicate, extremely different, and one-of-a-kind pieces. So many. I'm so excited. Realizing how cool it is to be an artist that can be passionate in so many different ways. Be Tiny. Coming soon. Girls, you're going to effing love it. She spells the whole F word out. So it's the thing about it is, you're announcing your line. The first of the three photos that she put up is the logo for Be Tiny. It's like a pink background with a perfect pink rose in the picture. And a little bit of the stem of the rose. And then you click to the next thing and it's like, okay, so she's like, I don't know, in her bathroom, or I guess that must be her bed there. It's her janky hand with all her dumb little tattoos on it in bad lighting. And then underneath it, like I can see what looks like a pet hairbrush and an unmade bed. Like, I just don't know.
What are you talking about?
Take a look at this picture. So hold on. Wait. So here's the first picture. It's like, Be Tiny. It's so adorable. And then it's like, here's the bad jewelry, which by the way, she layered two. They're the kind of bracelets we've all seen them. They go around your ring finger. Oh, sorry, around your middle finger, and then they extend down to your wrist. So it's like a little two-piece thing. And then she put two of them on. Look at this next picture, though, Vin.
It's almost like rosary beads.
Yeah, it is kind of like rosary beads. So this one's just like the bad light and the terrible little tattoos. And then I turned on the flash. Now the flash is on. It just becomes this kind of day glow. Look at that. I'm like, can someone please take some decent pictures of those things and put them up? And
you know, when someone does, by someone, I mean a lady, woman, sorry, woman.
Woman.
When a woman does accessories right, they're spectacular.
Yes.
Like, and I know there are certain people out there I've seen where I'm like,
they're amazing at it.
Wow.
Right. You look at you put together.
You even are mixing silver and gold somehow and making it work.
Right.
Which I wouldn't be able to do because I'd feel like, oh, I can't do this. This is
mixing metals. That's ridiculous.
But I know that there are people who are good at this, and that's, and I definitely have wondered many times when I've seen certain accessories, like, you bought that?
You picked that out, put it on,
walked
and went
back
yeah,
to the counter
me.
And said, I'm going to buy this. Okay. Mm. I don't get it, but all right.
Less
is more, in my opinion.
I agree.
But if you're good at it, no one can tell you.
No, it is true. Some people really have a knack for that stuff. Mm-hmm. Brittany is not one of those people.
Well,
so, I mean, is it just me or does that look super janky? And she's got two of them on and they're just like kind of twisted and then... It doesn't look like turquoise stone. It looks like just plastic glue.
Yeah, it's not for me. But, you know, like I said, I've certainly seen accessories where I'm all, that is smoking hot. And then I've seen others where I just go, that looks like junk. Like actual junk jewelry. Jewelry. Sorry. Don't write.
And in this case, that is jewelry.
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 Rum.
415 says, Britney Spears turned her comments on Instagram back on, everyone.
Oh, not on this post she didn't.
Hurry.
Hold on, let me
say something mean quick before they get turned off again.
Oh, don't say something mean.
Some of them are on. It's true. Oh my God. Oh my God. What am I looking at? I think I can see her lady area.
Whoa, whoa. Come here.
Oh no, no. It's just underpants. It's just the, when she spun, I could see. When she turns to the front, there's just like the darkest area in the front. Like her moves are so not.
She's a bad dancer.
She's a terrible dancer.
And she's, but this is one where she's not actually grabbing her midsection as she usually does.
Yeah, she usually does have,
pulls up around her little tattoos. Pulls her pants down.
But. So she's turned back. Oh God, the dancing is terrible. It's just terrible. So the first comment, because there's actual comments available here, she says, I love Britney and she'll forever be my childhood idol, but is no one genuinely concerned about this behavior?
These are the people who got her removed from her conservatorship. Of course they're not concerned.
Free Britney.
They're trying to watch this and consider this like some kind of what? Freedom?
I just don't.
She's bipolar.
At the very least. Oh, this poor woman.
But okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm bipolar. I don't act like that.
Well,
but that's why
I
said it. You obviously are on the right cocktail, and she is.
She is not.
She's like alone in that big house, bumping around and making her servants film her and then do her. Wasn't she like doing her house manager or something for a minute there?
I don't know the stories
like
there.
A gardener or something.
Yeah, like a gardener.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You'll do. Get over here.
You're nearby.
Oh my God.
Let's see here. And I'll end with this. Kelly Clarkson is so adorable.
Oh, not the dog.
Not the dog.
The dog?
Not
or the
dog. The lady. The actual
lady.
The one that the dog is named after.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson will be returning as the host of Christmas at Rockefeller Center. This is a special that they do on NBC. This will be her second year hosting. She announced it yesterday on the Kelly Clarkson Show. That's her show.
Yeah.
Named it after herself.
Mm-hmm.
This year's special features the annual tree lighting ceremony and musical performances. It's airing live on Wednesday, December 4th. It's from, I think from in our time zone, it's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's on NBC and Peacock, and there'll be, and I'm sure they probably rerun it, right? Like, why wouldn't they? They put it on in primetime for us as well. So performers and additional details will be announced a little later. Oh, this year the tree is from someplace called West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I've never heard of West Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Then it doesn't exist.
You're from East Bridgewater. You wouldn't.
I have no idea. So the first, they say The last time they used a tree from Massachusetts, 1959. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you're back, baby.
We're back. And some now West Stockbridge is on the map.
So if you live East Bridgewater, do you look at a map and it's flipped and you're actually on the west side, or how does that work, Sarah?
Yeah, you know, you didn't really pick up what I was putting down, I guess. It's funny. It's a good callback and everything, but you know, it feels like a little bit jerky.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Vinny, it's not that funny. Stop laughing at that.
No, really, actually, I thought the same thing, actually. So it's very much him and I are on the same page.
Great.
I didn't have the nads to say it out loud.
Well, he's got this glass between me and him. I can't, like, just jump over there and choke him out. I'm going to wait till the break.
You look like you want to.
And knowing me, though, I'll forget by the time I, you know, don't worry about it too much. If more than 30 seconds goes by, I'm like, what was it again? What did I come in this room for? Okay, what's going up in the news?
Power shutdowns, trends, and more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Me, you belong with me. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show, Taylor Swift. I love that. It's like a blast from the past. You know, usually we hear all the newer Taylor Swift stuff. I love some of that older stuff. It's really good. Oh my God. So good. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We have seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K a Day. All this week, Fall Into 5K a Day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. So all you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry. Listen, we do 4 hours of broadcasting right here.
Yep.
Jane broadcasts all afternoon, plus all the music. You'll get hours.
Yep.
Hours.
Hours and hours. So easy.
Easy entry for a chance to win $5,000.
Automatic.
Get the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
It's free. Odyssey. Log in and listen to Alice. Odyssey.
But you got to check your email, it turns out.
Yeah.
Going to make sure that the email address you use to log into Odyssey is one that you're going to look at, because that is how you know that you got your entry and that is how you know that you won.
Here's what's happening.
Partly
cloudy today. 70 degrees is your temp. Yeah, average temp, and then a little windy today. They're saying now, as PG&E had put it out there, there may be power shutdowns. It's looking like PG&E power shutdowns are now targeting about 20,000 customers.
Oh.
They say it will be after, or should be, after the polls close today.
Oh.
So it won't affect any of your voting. They say it's going to happen overnight and into tomorrow morning.
Oh.
So that's...
Okay.
A lot easier to deal with than middle day.
Yes, it is.
So
that's true.
I'm sure you can get updates at pg&e.com. I've certainly used that as a resource many times because our area was dealing with power shutoffs a lot.
I think you can sign up for text alerts from them,
yep,
too.
Yeah, you can. So anyway, I'm reading this out of the Merck News.
All right.
But just so you know, you can certainly go to their website if you want more detailed info on the power shutoffs.
Okay.
It is the day we vote. Election day, everyone.
Hello. People are feisty.
Should we get today off of work?
Yes.
People are asking, shouldn't today be a federal holiday? Don't we want the most turnout possible? 70% of Americans say, yeah, it should be a federal holiday. We should all be off to go vote and then consume the results. So there you go.
Were you telling me recently, like, there are places where you have to vote. It's required by law. And if we were going to give you the day off, then wouldn't that make sense that you would be required to show up at a polling place? Although these days, a lot of people vote by mail and take care of it early because they don't want to wait.
A lot of people do, but a lot more don't.
A lot of people like the experience.
Well, and also it's, you know, I don't think people in general are so all consumed by it outside outside the Bay Area, I don't think it's as all consuming. And so I think that plenty of people are like, yeah, I'm going to go vote.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I don't. I think that, you know, the number I saw was 80 million people have already voted.
Yeah.
Well, so the more haven't.
Oh, yeah. We'll be out there today. Far more, sure. I don't know. What are we, like 350 million people in this country?
Something like that.
And then some of them can't vote because they're under 18.
Some people feel like it should be a paid holiday so that people will go out and vote. So interesting.
But will people go out and vote? You can give people days. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink. That is not a thing I just made up. That is a total thing. Stop looking like that.
What's the other one, though? If you find a horse, you're free? No.
If wishes were horses,
that's
beggars were
one!
Ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also not a Sarah thing.
What is it again?
If wishes were horses, beggars would ride.
Right. I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, I guess.
Someone asked the internet, what trend died so fast that you can hardly call it a trend?
Oh.
The best responses include when kids were walking around with pacifiers in their mouth.
Oh.
Wasn't that was like a club kid thing.
Yeah, like a rave thing. What about those they didn't hover, but they were called hoverboards?
Those were hot.
They were hot.
I'd go with those. They definitely, you know, people.
It was there for a while.
They had a good strong fall one time and went, that is not for me.
Yeah.
Here are some of the things people said. Back in the 90s when kids were walking around with pacifiers in their mouths, hanging around their necks. I think that was an ecstasy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Nobody does ecstasy anymore.
You chew your teeth.
Right. When the poo emoji was on everything, clothes, toys, even treats.
Okay.
Gangnam Style by Psy. Sure, there will always be one-hit wonders, but this one seems to have completely disappeared. It's not on anyone's playlist anymore ever.
I see.
Is that what you're saying?
I still like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't turn it off. What is Psy's net worth?
Oh, that's worth out. A ton.
Why?
He's huge. Huge.
But he only had the one. Oh, my God. Okay, well, how much do you think Psy is worth?
$5 million.
Oh, I'm going to say $100 million.
You're way too low. You're way too high. Try again.
$20 million.
$50 million.
$60 million bucks.
Psy.
$60
from Gangnam
million
Style.
Bucks. Like, why?
Made a lot of money on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is probably, and he's probably got a career where he lives.
He does, he's tours. I've seen shows where, I saw something where he jumps off out of a hole in the stage or something and like the crowd goes crazy.
Oh.
Big crowd.
Well, I mean, he does those incredible
I know
moves.
I was at a wedding and they played that song twice.
In a row or
no,
they, later in the thing?
They played it, everyone went crazy and ran out and danced and then it had to be put back on again about 30 to 45 minutes later.
There's nothing wrong with that. If it was a hit, play it again.
The hoverboards are on the list, Sarah.
Oh, they are. Oh, okay.
Something called the Flappy Bird game. These are trends that came and went so fast they could barely be called a trend.
That sounds familiar. Was the Flappy Bird a video game or was it a game in real life?
I think it's a video game,
it's
but
video
I don't know.
Game.
Flappy Bird.
NFTs.
Oh, yeah, those things. Non-fungible tokens.
They did come on, though, and people made some money at them, and then I don't see them anymore.
The thing is, not some people made money on them, and other people spent money on them, and then they were like, oh, I paid millions of dollars for this thing that everybody can have for no money. Why would I have done that? I guess because I'm just rich and looking for ways to blow my money. I'm a Winklevoss twin, you know.
Starbucks apparently is coming on hard times, and I don't see how that's possible. But
there's
they
always
say
a line,
yeah, and they're everywhere.
Mm.
Starbucks apparently feels like they've lost their way, and they're reconfiguring the way things are done. They're continuing to get a makeover to improve business. This week, the coffee chain has announced a slew of updates in an attempt to get back to Starbucks. Latest edition is a return to the original Starbucks practice of handwriting customers' names on their cups.
That stopped?
They started typing it in to some kind of sticker receipt that ends up on your drink. And I only know this because 2 weeks ago, my daughter asked if she could go with her, with her friends to Starbucks. I told you guys this at the time. I was like, yes, but no, this is a trust test.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that was where they went. Mm-hmm. They went to Starbucks. And then when I saw her later in the day, when I picked her up, she goes, you want to hear something funny? And I go, always. And she goes, when we got to the cash register to order our drinks, I gave them my friend's name and then they gave them my name and we all gave different names.
It's the little
things.
And I go,
yeah. I go, who are you? She goes, look, I'm Hannah. Oh. And I went, okay.
And did the person who played the role of Isla have to spell the name out? E-Y-E-L-A? Is that?
I don't know, but I just went, okay, you kids, that's whatever, so however you're funny. Entertaining yourselves, that's great.
They didn't know that we gave the fake names. Yeah, you should tell her, you know that you guys could each, you could be, you know, Dolly, Wally, Polly, and Jolly.
I'm sure they were thrilled when they called out, Hannah, here's your water from the tap.
She ordered water.
She ordered water.
And
she can't drink any of the stuff they make. Oh. She ordered water. Here's your water. Oh boy.
Did you remember my whipped cream? And cinnamon.
Anyway, they're going back to old school writing with Sharpies on your cup. They feel like they've lost their way.
I don't know.
They say here. Now they just have to track down 200,000 Sharpies.
Well, Sharpie's excited. They're like, oh, great. Yeah. We're back in business.
Yikes.
I don't know. Is it because, why is Starbucks failing? Is it because there are too many other?
Failing. I just think that, you know.
Why do they feel like they need a reset like this?
Well, probably because they've become the hangout for kids.
Maybe.
Like, that's where my kid wanted to go hang out, at the Starbucks.
There is one. There's a Starbucks really close to the high school in the Safeway parking lot near my house. And so, you know, you only want to go there certain times because it is overloaded with kids and to the point where they won't let you. Like, I would pre-order. I get this, like, matcha frappuccino there once in a while. Like, when I'm, that's my answer to the behind the dumpster.
Oh, that's your new, I'm Sunday having a
McDonald's.
Rough day.
Yeah, I'll go get that with extra whip. And
you know, credit to you. Most of us go for whiskey and cigarettes, and you go
I need an ice cream based thing. Mm. So I usually will place the order for it on my app, on the phone, on the app.
Through your and then tears, you can see, read everything okay.
Or I'll tell John to do it. I'm like, I'm crying too hard to do it. So then I walk from my house and I go there and it's ready. It's sitting there. It has my name on it. I don't have to interact with anyone. It's completely cashless and touchless. So I grab it and I leave. But they won't let you do it at certain times of the day because otherwise they would get 5,000 pre-orders all the kids at the high school coming over. Clearly that had been abused. And just order it ahead of time and you don't have to wait in a line.
So what do you do during those hours? Do you just sit at home and cry?
Yeah. Yep. I have to cry at home. And then later, once they turn the automatic, you know, the online ordering back on, then I know it's safe to go over there. Oh, yeah.
It's awful.
Like, oh my God.
They're gonna dig a hole in our front yard after all the work we've done. This
it is really sad, you know. They might kill that tree.
Use an auger.
Or something from the boring company. An auger. Maybe they will use
these
an
auger. These are callbacks to 6 a.m. Yeah. You had to be here.
The Lost segment is always available on podcast, people, if you missed it.
Yeah. But is it still called The Lost 30?
Yep. I just call it Lost now. Because it's, you know.
Just Lost?
It's just the Lost segment.
Just the Lost segment?
Just says Lost.
Because it really isn't a half hour.
No, but it is.
It's been the running joke. It is. It's the first. We're all like, oh, good morning.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Spinning hubcaps. Oh, that is I don't know if people are still doing that. I don't leave the house after 5 p.m. So.
They're ghost riding the whip.
Let's see here. Starbucks has a new CEO. They're having trouble and this guy has ideas. Whatevs.
Mm.
Kid pranks. We used to drive backwards through Jack in the Box. Drive through.
I like that.
It's kind of funny.
Tammy Crockett on the app.
Funny until you hit something, Tammy Crockett on the app.
Let's see here. Have friends who give simpler names at Starbucks to avoid confusion with their real name. Yeah, I mean, you just go Bob because who wants to go... Vince. What's so hard? V-I-N-C-E. Vince? Yeah, okay. Vince.
Dance.
Whatever. It's all fine. They're having trouble for political reasons, but also every drink is like $7. Even black iced coffee is so expensive.
That'll do it. You know, finally someone starts making coffee at home and they go, oh, this is basically free compared to that. And it's ready when I want it. And I don't have to go anywhere to get it or put clothes on. That's what I like about homemade coffee.
My 14-year-old daughter tried to convince me that kids shouldn't have to go to school on election day. It didn't work.
They're the only ones who should have to go to school. All the 18 and ups should get the day off.
Let's see here. As of 2022, there are 161 million registered voters in the U.S.
Oh.
So half have already voted by absentee ballot.
That's surprising.
That's a big number. Actually, I wouldn't have guessed at half.
I don't know.
I would have thought less.
I would have thought maybe a third. Figure like a million kids under 18 and then 250 million.
Our local polling place is at a firehouse. They're going to have power no matter what. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I think mine's at the high school, but either way. Anyway, it's time for a game.
It is.
Are you...
Whoops, that's not
boy.
The right game. I mean, that it's the sounds right like music, Disney but music, I right? started it at the wrong time. Hold
Here
on
we go.
A second. Hold on a second, everybody.
Oh, we're holding.
Let's get this game.
Listen, you're the producer. Let's we're just following.
Salesforce gives all their U.S. employees the day off.
Oh.
Go Salesforce.
Nice.
That's like from 408.
All right, Sarah and Vinny, you are playing an Election Day quiz. So some questions about elections.
Okay.
Question number one, ladies start. What year was the first U.S. presidential election? Was it 1776, 1789, or 1800?
I'll say 1800.
I'm going to go 1789, Bob.
You were correct, Vinny.
It makes the most sense. I thought, why would he put 1800 in there? All right, Vinny, you're up.
Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution gave women the right to vote? Was it the 15th Amendment, the 19th Amendment, or the 21st Amendment?
21st Amendment, Bob.
I'll go 19th.
21st was actually a drinking age, I believe. 19th Amendment is correct, Sarah. You get the point.
Totally guessed. I just took a different one from you. I don't know. Feels like something I should know, but I don't.
You know, I actually was seeing some people put together like, you know, those. It like drops your jaw when you see who got the right to vote and when, and you just kind of go. So I saw some of that stuff, but I didn't know that particular amendment.
I believe, Sarah.
Yeah.
Why are U.S. federal elections held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November?
What?
Is it to avoid conflicting with religious observances? It was the day of the Boston Tea Party, or Congress thought Tuesdays were the least busy for farmers?
I'm going to go with Congress thought it was the least busy for farmers.
I also will go with farmers.
Oh.
It's to avoid conflicting with religious observances.
Oh, all right.
All right.
All right, which state was the first to allow early voting without any required excuse? Was it Oregon, California, or Texas?
I don't know who's supposed to go first.
Vinny, I believe.
Can I have the question again, please?
Which state was the first to allow early voting without requiring an excuse? Oregon, California, or Texas?
I'm going to go California, Bob.
I feel like I'm going to say Texas.
It is Oregon. Oh. We're both wrong.
We are not crushing this game. It's 1-1.
Okay. Which of the following voting methods is not commonly used in U.S. elections? Is it ranked choice voting, blockchain voting, or absentee voting?
Blockchain.
C, Bob.
It's blockchain voting. I got that one right.
Well, that's just like a crypto thing.
And I'll throw you one more just for All right. fun. The Voting Rights Act, which aimed to prevent racial discrimination in voting, was signed into law into which year? 1965, 1955, or 1975?
Oh, I bet it's later than you think. I will say it's, you know what, maybe. I'm going to say 1975.
I am also going 75.
You're both wrong. It is 1965.
Yeah. Oh, all right. That looks like news. I win, though, by a score of two.
No, what? Oh.
2-1.
Yeah, 2-1. Sarah,
2-1. Sarah's the winner.
Hold on.
Sarah Kuna. She crushed your ass with her big fishy tail.
Sarah Kuna. Game, she kicks your butt.
Boom.
Sarah Kuna.
Yeah, Sarah Kuna. All right. Hey. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Keep hearing Alice all day. 24/7. We're open for business. We've got your chance at Alice in Winterland tickets with a potential upgrade to the front row. Keep it here all day, and we'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.